What's up, Comedy Store? Welcome to Stand on the Spot. How you feeling tonight? I am your host, Jeremiah Watkins, and let me explain how this show works. We, the comedians, are coming up here with no prepared material. We're going to ask you guys, the audience, for suggestions. You're going to yell stuff out, and we're going to create stand-up on the spot based off of what you yell out. Who's ready to kick this thing off right here, right now, huh? Yeah. All right, could I get a suggestion?
Hep C.
Hep C.
Going
to a rave for the first time. Have you been to many raves in your life, sir? No? Oh, this is a lonely guy who wants to go to a rave. He's like, will somebody please take me to a rave? That's a suggestion for anybody in this room. First rave. Have you ever done ecstasy before, sir?
No.
No?
Not yet.
Are you looking to make a friend tonight, my friend? Because we can make that happen, guaranteed.
I got my friends right here.
You got your friends right here. Have either of you been to a rave?
Yeah.
Huh, interesting. How come you didn't invite our boy over here?
I was probably underage, probably 16.
Underage, okay, next suggestion.
Rain in LA.
Rain in LA. Oh. Okay, it's happening. I like how everybody loses every motor skill in their body when it rains outside. They forget how to drive entirely. They either pick up the pace or they slow down so much where people are biking by them on the road, where scooters are zipping by them on the side of the road. Yeah, people treat rain in LA like it's an end of the world movie. Like they look up at the sky, like there's winged creatures. Like, shield your eyes, children. There's precipitation out there. They get so scared, you know? So terrified that they're gonna get a little bit of moisture on their forehead. Meanwhile, you know, there's so many people taking other moisture loads to the face all the time in LA. Just taking it. Those same people, I just felt a drop on my forehead. This is scary, okay? Next suggestion.
Stilts.
Stilts. Not many normal people do stilts as a hobby. You gotta be running from something to be like, I'm tired of living amongst all these people my height. I have to get above the chaos. Finally, somebody will respect me and look at me because I'm so much bigger than all these people who ignored me every day in high school. This is the one discernible skill that is finally paying off. Look, Mom, a very tall man. That's right, children. Obey me. I am your stilt god. Yeah, I haven't met many level-headed people that are like, and I also do stilts. Like, if that was on a dating app, I think everyone would be like, that's a red flag. He does stilts on the weekend, Cheryl. I don't know about this guy. Let's grab another suggestion. What do we got?
Snoop Dogg.
I've never smoked weed before. And Snoop Dogg offered me marijuana once, and I turned him down. And my sister almost cried when she heard it. She's like, this would have been the one time to do it. And I was like, but think about it this way. I turned down one of the coolest guys who smokes weed, Dare. The nerdiest Dare commercial ever. People like not on board at all. Like, you turned down Snoop Dogg? Even Dare is like, you messed up, man. That's Snoop Dogg. He's marijuana royalty. How dare you? Exactly, how dare you? Even Dara's upset by that. Let's grab a suggestion over here. What do we got?
Transformers.
You like Michael Bay?
Love him, dude.
You just said so much and so little at the same time. You like explosions? They're pretty cool. I see you're here with the bros tonight. Bro, 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 bro. Michael Bay, Michael Bay, Michael Bay. Yeah! What is your favorite Transformer?
Bumblebee.
Okay. He's a good one. Yeah. He's a good guy. I like him. Do you like Transformers?
No.
No? Do you?
No.
No, you like Bumblebees?
I wasn't the one that said it. He did.
This dude said, yeah. That dude said that? He goes, yeah, Transformers. Why are you lying to my face?
He did.
Bumblebee's the racist one.
Bumblebee's the racist one?
He's a racist Transformer.
Can anybody back this up? Is Bumblebee the racist Transformer? Oh, thank you. That is our black politician of the room that we hire for every show here just to do a poll check. Kind of like the Jar Jar Binks thing, right? Where they kind of like, it's like mannerisms and stuff like that that are like heightened that like you're like, why are you doing this with an alien kind of thing? Is that right?
No, English Creole.
English Creole? What's English Creole? Jar Jar Binks is English Creole. Well, I found an All Lives Matter guy in the audience. I've never seen a white dude defend Jar Jar Binks like that. The temperature of the room heated up immediately. Actually, sir, that's English Creole. That's what the Jar Jar Binks that I know is speaking, okay? He just going around like another Louisiana soul, okay? He just another white man in the swamps, all right? That's the Jar Jar Binks that I know and that you know, okay, son? Never heard of a black Jar Jar Binks before, at least not at my side of the swamp, I'll tell you that much. I've never heard a white dude passionately defend Jar Jar Binks before. George Lucas, do you have anything to say? Okay. I just wanted to check. Let's grab one more suggestion. Why I've never smoked weed and I live in LA. Imagine people not being from LA. Imagine people migrating from another territory where they're not handed kush when they're a baby, swaddling in a manger. Imagine there's other places outside of LA that people are from. I'm one of those people. Does that make sense to you now?
Midwest?
Yeah, dude, I don't know why I'm fist bumping this guy, but heck yeah. Who's ready to kick this show off? What do you say, guys, huh? You guys are awesome. We're heating up out there. Are you guys getting into the show, huh? Your next comedian coming to the stage, he has a comedy special out right now that is on Amazon that's called Tony Baker and Friends. He's truly one of my favorite people to follow on social media. You guys got to follow him, watch all his videos. They always crack me up. I love this guy. He's on my podcast, and now he's doing stand-up on the spot. Please welcome my brother, Kenan Baker, to the stage, ladies and gentlemen. Come on. Come on, guys.
Yeah. I am not Tony Baker. I am Ann Friends. All right, cool. One of those guys. I was just, I'm from LA. I never smoked weed either. I'm just, as a black dude, I kind of like puts people down. Like, nigga, you should have. You sell it though. You sell it, right? I'm like, nah, I don't. Suggestions. Let's go. Let's get it cracking. What?
A battle axe.
A battle axe? You're looking at the wrong guy for this one. I don't... What is this, Dungeons and Dragons, some shit like that? Huh?
Bad haircuts.
Bad haircuts? Let me tell you something. Yeah, this is... it's gone. And as a black guy, like, our hairline is very important to us. I don't know how many black people went here, but like the edge up is very important. And once they just kept fucking up my edge up and pushing it back, I was just like, take it off. Just take it off. Just I'll just do it myself, man. Shit. Anymore?
Men's fashion?
Huh?
Men's fashion?
Another jacket? Oh, yeah, it's a little anime jacket. Yeah, I can't dress for shit. This is my wife's outfit. She said, put this on. This is... Put your little shoes on, put the little the dunks on, some little acid wrench jeans. I'm not one of those guys. I don't really care about fashion too much. I just go outside. I can wear the same. If you don't see me, you know, if I wasn't here tonight, I'd wear this shit tomorrow. This is like, I don't care about fashion. I don't give a fuck about it, man. Everybody is doing the runway shit. I'm like, you know, people wearing paper bags. I don't give a fuck about a paper. Anymore? What's going on?
Conspiracy theories.
Huh?
Conspiracy theories.
Yeah. Yeah. That's up my alley. I feel like as a black dude, that's what we do. We be like, hey, man, you know, motherfucker, hey, Hollywood out here, man. They out here making us dress and putting dresses on and shit like that. Everything conspiracy to a black person, we think. I mean, he made it, man, because he got fucked in the ass. I was like, nah, he's a pretty good actor. That's what he is. He's he was in acting classes for years. Conspiracy theories, man. I don't know. Somebody suggested to me, was the world flat one time? And then I started to, like, do research. And I was like, eh. And then I said that publicly. And they were just like, you know what? Yeah, you are fucking insane. You are. So I kind of still believe it, but I don't tell nobody in public. That's funny. I'm joking. Any more?
Those Nikes.
All right. These are dunks right here. These are. All right. You like them?
I do.
All right. Cool.
Gotta get my man to dress up that.
Oh, shit. She's telling you men's fashion. She's telling you you don't have men's fashion. You're. Yeah, these are some nice shoes. I mean, you know, it's. I feel bad that, you know, you put them on blast like that, but they're $300 off GOAT. Just go ahead and get it to them. As long as you pay for it, you going to wear them, dog?
I got the money.
You got the money? Oh, he's like, oh, I'm rich. Just don't let this sweater fool you, motherfucker. I'm Hollywood rich. Don't let this. I dress like a bum, but I have millions. I have millions in the bank. Love it, man. Any more suggestions?
Home cooking?
Damn. I went vegan for 4 years, so I didn't have home cooking. And the first time somebody cooked fried chicken for me again in January, I ate that shit like a coon. I was like, ah, ah, ah. I felt so embarrassed. It was... And I'm back on chicken now. I don't eat pork and shit, but like, you give me some chicken, I'm good. Anything else?
Anime.
Oh, yeah, you see, yeah, anime, yeah. That's what I do, man. I'm a dude that watches anime and gets pussy. I know that's very rare out there. Oh, you rock with anime too? Yeah. This is the Evangelion jacket that I have on right now. It's a dope anime, man. Yeah. What anime do you watch?
JoJo's Bizarre?
Yes, that is a weird fucking anime. That is an anime, but it hurts great. I don't like watching anime in front of my girl because it's dope, but then sometimes like school age titties would just pop out. I'm just like, ah, shit, that's not me. I'm not into that shit. Just like you just see some big ass titties. It's just like, she's in the sixth grade. There's no way. There's no fucking way. My girl says, what you into? I'm like, it's no, I promise. I'm not. It's like a weird watch. It's like I watch it in private. Yeah, I watch it either in my car or yeah. Any more suggestions?
Worst airplane experience.
Oh, man. Worst airplane experience. kind of shat myself. Like, I, well, it, does sharted mean it just came out and in, or does it mean it came out and it stayed out? Yeah, I did that. I sharted. I had like a little knuckle, just a knuckle of doo-doo. And I was in the middle seat too, and I was just like, fuck, this is, it started off bad in the middle seat, now I gotta. And you know what's, when you in the middle seat, you don't want to like tell somebody to immediately get up. I know for me, I don't like, when I have to go to the bathroom, I try to hold it as long as possible. And that's what I did. And I stayed there. I was just like, fuck. And then I sharted. And I stayed for like another 15 minutes. So they were just like, God, what is that smell? I'm just sitting like, damn, this person in front of us is farting up a storm right now. I don't even know what's happening. As a grown man, you never want to have to throw your drawers away. But that's what I had to do. Any more suggestions? Elon Musk. Sure, what you owe shit for it? I invested in Tesla. Nigga, I made a couple of $100. They were like, oh, he ruined Twitter, man. You know, Twitter is racist now. I'm like, when did it stop? When? The N-word has been prevalent on Twitter. Like, anybody with an anime profile picture has said at least 100,000 times. Okay, one more suggestion. One more.
100 hot dogs.
What the fuck are you? What did you watch before you came? What did you? I wanted to do that as a kid. I wanted to do a hot dog eating contest. And then I was like, I think I could do like at least 25, 45, something like that. And then, no, I don't know if I have. I mean, chop them up. I could probably do it. If you chop the hot dogs up. Thank you, man. Keenan Baker, man. We're going to bring Jeremiah back up here.
Keep it going for Keenan Baker, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
I love the idea of somebody stopping a hot dog eating contest and be like, can we chop up the glizzies real quick? Just like real quick. Like
for the child over here. Since you know he can't.
What do we got? We're going to grab some suggestions together, see what we can do with them.
World Cup.
Do you watch soccer?
You know what? Soccer was my favorite sport growing up, and then I realized that I need to play basketball. That's what I need to do. I'm better with the hands instead of the feet.
I
don't play it anymore. I watch the World Cup only. That's all I watch is like when it's the last team playing, I'm like, yo, I'm a fan in this motherfucker. Yeah, who's winning? Brazil, bitch. And then... Brazil? Brazilians over there? Yeah. All right, let me see how you look. Hold on, let me see. Curly.
What if he's like, like, Keenan,
oh,
easy.
Never mind.
Yeah. No. Brazilian, that's like a good stereotype. Like, you always hear that Brazilian women are beautiful. Like, you know.
Very true, yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because they are. See the confidence. There you go. That's good. I used to play soccer as a kid, but I had to stop playing once I started getting to a level where my team started traveling.
Yeah.
And my dad stepped in and he's like, this ain't happening.
Cost too much, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cost way too much.
But you had the height of a hooper, though. Do you hoop?
Yeah, but I was like, but also I've got the height of a goalie because my wingspan.
Ah, yes.
I was ranked as a kid, state ranked as a kid, as a keeper.
And your dad fucked your future up for that. And you were ranked as a child and you...
I'm a comedian.
You could have been... You know how much soccer players make? They make like $200 million.
I know.
We're making like $10, you know, for Kessler Thano. What do you...
Do you have any what if scenarios in life? Like, what if I went down this path, then it could have led to this or this?
I wish I would have started stand-up earlier because, a teacher of mine, she kind of stopped me in, like, the 10th grade.
What did she do?
I was a class clown like most comedians were. And then she pulled me out. She was a black teacher. She pulled me out. She was like, we don't all have to be Eddie Murphy, Keenan. We don't all have to be that. I went to UCLA when I was 17 years old. I was like, you had a late birthday, bitch. What does that mean? You're not... That'll make you... What the fuck you talking about?
I love that your arch nemesis is a sophomore teacher in high school. That's crazy. Yes. That's wild.
Yeah, and so for a long time, I wanted to start stand-up probably around, like, I started at 24. I wanted to start around maybe 19, 20.
But you kept hearing that voice in your head?
For sure. I went to college instead. Huh?
What was the teacher's name?
Oh, shit. Should I say her name?
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn.
These Brazilians are wild. Put her on blast. Let's kill her tonight.
What?
Send me her handle.
Here's the thing. I'll say her name, but she meant well. I think that's what, from her perspective, she was all from an educational standpoint. That's kind of what she knew. So but Miss Motown was her fucking name. You Facebook and be like, you ruined Keenan's future, bitch.
Miss Botan?
Motan.
Motan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Motan. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Do with that what you will. What was the suggestion over here? Burritos.
That's my favorite food. Burrito. I mean, I'm from here. I love a burrito or a California burrito.
Put some
French fries in there too. I'm that. No sour cream.
I thought I knew what a burrito was. I grew up in Kansas, and then I moved here. I'm like, oh, that's what a burrito is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I used to think that, like, what we had in Kansas, I was like, they don't have it like this out anywhere. Yeah. And then I come out to California, I was like, oh, this is what it is.
Yeah. You know, I thought food just was food everywhere. So I was kind of very similar. Like, I was like, I went to New York for my first time, and I asked for some Mexican food. I was like, you guys have a burrito? I was like, yeah, we got a burrito. They made me a burrito. And I was like, this is the worst shit. And then people try to brag about also El Paso. They were like, oh, you know, Texas has some of the best Mexican food. And then I went to it's a place in El Paso, and it's like, this is the best Mexican food ever. And it was just taquitos and wet tomato sauce, and that's it. And it's like, this is the best. I was like, no, it's for drunk people. If you're fucking just wasted,
right,
this and Taco Bell is what you would eat. And you shit yourself afterwards.
Yeah.
You shard.
Yeah, like one of the first places I came to that I thought was like a nice place out here was Del Taco. I was like, yo. I was like, this is authentic California burritos.
Oh, no.
Out here. And then it only went up from there. I was like, oh, okay.
You went to a taco truck for the first time.
Yeah, blew my mind.
You came.
Oh, yeah.
That's the.
As they were cutting the meat off the block, I was like, it's so authentic. Guys, keep it going for Keenan Baker.
Thank you guys so much. Appreciate it.
All right, we having a good time so far, guys. This next comedian coming to the stage, I always love running into her in the scene. She's always been amazing to me. I'm very excited to have her on the show tonight. You may know her as the host of F-Boy Island. She's got multiple comedy specials. Please welcome my pal, Nikki Glaser, to the stage, ladies and gentlemen. Come on!
Oh, no.
When those girls were talking about Kegels, all the guys were like, who said that?
I know. I knew they would have. They look so cute. I just know what girls, like, they probably have, like, you probably have your necklaces all lined up at home, like, organized. You probably have, like, really nice organized closet, right? Yeah, exactly. I just know it. Like,
yeah.
Just they probably, their house smells good. You walk in, you go, what does it smell like in here? And they're like, that's just my natural scent. Like, these kind of girls that are just,
they're cool,
naturally beautiful, and they smell good. Yeah, that's them.
You know what they say about women that are hats, you know, that are buckets, they're down to suck it, you know? Yeah, they're cool. they're cool, you know? They're good.
I've never heard that before, but I'm really glad to know it.
I grew up with that saying in my household. I don't know that.
That's what they used to say about Jamiroquai, too. So it's kind of a Jamiroquai head, is my point.
Yeah, guy Kegels. You can do guy Kegels with your penis, but we don't. They're not effective for anything else. You know what I mean? Oh, except you can. Yeah, you can. Like, I'm doing it right now. Like,
why is your face moving then?
Because there's so much blood that's leaking. Yeah.
So it just goes, when it's hard, it'll just go like twitch like that,
right? Oh, if I have a boner, I can flex it.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. That was the response I was looking for. I was looking for, it's pretty sweet, huh? It's pretty cool. Yeah, yeah.
Sick,
but I guess
dude.
Maybe for guys, maybe it helps us not like nut so fast, maybe, if we're like kegling.
I feel like I've...
Fellas, what you just you what you don't Kegel, you just think of the most rotten thing ever in your head. They're like, oh, that one time my uncle looked at me weird. I'm not gonna come now. I do male Kegels. I do male Kegels instead. I do the healthy thing.
I think the only Kegel I do is if I didn't wipe enough and there's like pee too much sopping up and I'm trying to squeeze it out into my underwear.
Right.
I thought that was going to be relatable, but it's not. Just me. My house smells gross.
I just pictured like everything just going like, you know.
No, it's kind of like you're going like this with your pussy.
Oh, okay.
I haven't been wiping. I've been like so busy lately. I've just been like going too fast and then I leave and I'm like, it's like dribbled out. Like, do you have that? I feel like men get
I do
old.
Have a pussy, yes. I do. Yes, I do.
I've just been like not. It's just been late. And then I miss the toilet and there's just like toilet paper. I you know.
Yeah, it looks
I
like
I whiffed it. Yeah.
Yeah, a Law and Order SVU crime scene.
I'm a
back
mess.
Then.
Yeah. Yeah. You know. This guy's coming to see me, though. Don't worry about it.
No, this guy likes you so much, he took his mask off when you got on stage.
Oh, my God. Oh, he wants it.
Yep, because he wanted to smell your natural scent.
Jar Jar Binks is just a southern man.
What the frick is going on with this dude?
Thousand Oaks, I'm coming to see you in the front row as well, Nikki.
Oh, I love my fans. They're so sweet. Why did you take? You just were like, I'm not scared of whatever I've got, whatever she's got.
Oh, I just take it off to drink once in a while.
Oh, just okay, cool.
Huh, you slut.
I'll spit in your mouth later. That's what you get at the meet and greet. That's what I invited to.
Yeah. VIP ticket
Open
holder
up.
Right here. Yeah. Let's grab another suggestion. What do we got?
Jeremiah's molestation story.
Oh my God.
Okay. I found out later that this might have technically been a molestation story, and I'll keep it very brief.
Keep it in your briefs.
You guys have to be along for the ride, though.
I'm because along
it got,
for the ride.
It got real quiet
I'm
in here
for you.
As soon as I joked about it.
Do you
people
want to hold
like,
my hand?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
What happened to you?
I went. Thank you. I always trust Brazilians and girls in bucket hats to tell me it's a safe space. It was a church camp years ago. Hold on. And I have always liked to be promiscuous with public nudity. Okay, because that was the worst thing you could do at this church camp was get naked. Because it was all about modesty for the women and for the men. Like, you had to wear t-shirts down to the elbow. Women had to wear skirts past the knee. They were very strict on that. So I thought it'd be really funny to, if I went missing and I snuck in the back of one of the camp counselor's bed of the pickup truck and I was completely naked. She's like, I got to release. This is...
I just haven't had a guy hold my hand that long in so long, and I'm starting to develop feelings for you, and I just couldn't. My boyfriend's not a hand holder, and I'm starting to get things I've been craving in a relationship for 9 years. And I couldn't.
My wedding ring slowly, magnetically goes on your finger. You're like, what is happening?
And you're getting vulnerable about a molestation story. Like, this is everything that makes me hot.
Just welcome like, to season two of F-Boy Island. So I just thought it would be funny to do that because that's like the ultimate penalty at this camp is like, you know, being promiscuous with your flesh. So I hid in the back of this pickup truck completely naked and I only had a cowboy hat over my junk. And so they were literally, I heard them looking for me in the woods with flashlights. They're like, Watkins, where are you? It's not funny anymore. You gotta, like, we're getting a little bit nervous. And then I felt the light come over my face and my body. And I go, hey, what's going on, guys? And it was a few camp counselors. They're like, what are you doing out here? I go, it was really hot inside the barracks. So, you know, I figured I'd cool off out here. And they go, okay, well, you're out of your bunk. So here comes the punishment. I go, what? I was just doing a joke. They go, no, before you leave, we're going to play a game of odd or evens. And I was like, what is that? They go, we're going to pull your leg hair. And you have to guess whether it's odd or even. And if you get it wrong, we pull more hair off your body. And I got a lot of it wrong.
Oh my God.
So I was surrounded by three camp counselors pulling my thigh hair. And I kept guessing wrong. And they're like, one, two, three. Oh, that's evens. Sorry, back to the basket. I'm like, what? So people tell me after I tell that story that that is a slight molestation.
Yeah. Did they get up to, is that why you don't have pubes now? Did they get all the way?
I was like, higher evens, higher evens.
Oh my God.
Wow. If I like to suck dick, then yes, I would have done that. Worn a bucket hat.
Yeah, that's fucked up, man. Yeah, sorry that happened to you.
Let's get one more suggestion so we don't end on that. You know?
Yeah.
Why are you guys matching?
We did not plan this.
Because I don't care about looking fuckable anymore.
And I'm just a married man, so we're even.
Yes.
Right?
Never let go.
Yeah.
I got you again.
Guys, keep it going for Nikki Glaser.
Thank you.
All right, we got a couple comics left. How's everybody feeling, huh? Your next comedian coming to the stage, I've been looking forward to have her on the show for a very long time. I've been seeing her for years, and she's one of those people that is just so genuinely funny, and I love her energy. You may know her from Amazon's Upload. Please welcome my sister, Zainab Johnson, to the stage, ladies and gentlemen. Come on! Come on!
Keep it going for Jeremiah. Hey. You look me up and down. What was you thinking? You realize you did it? You did the full like down and up. Oh, he loves tall women. Did you look Nikki up and down? Oh, he loves tall black women. His white wife is like. His short white wife. It's no way to start the show. It's your fault. You was fucking looking. How does this show go? Do I just take suggestions? This is so great. I've been in Canada for 3 months. I don't have jokes. So I don't have any material. So this is great. You guys just yell something out and then we go from there. What happened?
Human resources.
No.
Sticky boobs.
I would love to work in, because human resources is like, that's where people are supposed to go when you're at work and you have like a problem, right? And human resources is supposed to listen to you. And are they supposed to fix it or just listen?
Yeah, they're supposed to help.
It's supposed to help. I would love to have that job. Oh my God, I would fucking love, what's a job? What's a job?
Plumber.
No. That's the same, stop. A plumber, I ain't never been a plumber, I'm not gonna be a plumber. But we understand plumbing, right? You just fix pipes and water comes out, right? Is that not what plumbing is? I mean, there's that type of plumbing, and then there's like the anatomy, you know, there's like plumbing down there, but I mean, eventually you still want water to come out, right? So let's say I had a plumber, no, I'm working at a plumbing company. Now, what's a complaint? Because you got to take a complaint to HR, right? Too slow, the plumber is too slow. So you would come to me, I'm HR, my name is Linda. What's your name?
Stu.
Stu. Hey, Stu, oh my God, how's your daughter?
Non-existent at this point.
It must have been that other Stu that used to work here. So Stu, what's going on?
The plumber was just too slow.
He was too slow? They were too slow. I don't know if the plumber is a he or a she.
They were too slow.
They didn't even show up.
No call, no show.
Okay, I'm going to tell you what, Stu. First, I'm gonna get another plumber out there just so that you know we care about your business. Oh no, this isn't HR. Now I'm doing fucking customer service. No, Stu, that was the wrong complaint. You gave me a customer service complaint. A HR complaint is like the plumber touched you. Yes.
She came in close.
She came in and touched you. You can only be raped by a woman. You misogynist. He said, he was like, I'm going to play with rape, but it's going to be a woman. Women don't rape. Women don't rape, right? We rape your pocket. But we don't rape your butthole. It was just a touch. It was a touch.
Like she grabbed your ass. She moved in.
Was she cute? Huh? She was cute?
Yeah.
So you didn't fucking care if she grabbed your ass, shut up. It's such a double standard, right? I could run around the room right now and grab dicks and nobody would do anything to me. Right, sir? I could I could grab your dick. And your wife would be like, he loves it! If any guy did the reverse, if any guy even look, if you even look in the direction of my vagina, all the guys were like, I kind of like that power. I do, it fucking sucks, but it's like we don't get very many double standards. You know what I'm saying? We don't get the benefit of very many double standards. But what we own is like discomfort. Now that's an HR complaint. Hi, Linda. I was getting water, and Gary came really close. It made me uncomfortable. Write it down, Linda. I'd like a paper trail. Another suggestion.
Polygamy.
Ooh. Polygamy is so intriguing. Are there any polygamists in here? All right. You know how every day I look on the internet, I'm like, wow, human beings have evolved so much. Look how cool we're getting. But then every day I'm reminded when I meet humans in real life, like, nah, we still the same. Polygamy is very interesting because it's basically just like an understanding, right? I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it just knowing that you could possibly be at Linda's house. Everybody is Linda today. I don't care what we agreed on. But I used to think like a few years, like maybe when I was like in my 20s, I used to want four different men. Seriously, I used to want four different men. I used to want them to live in four different countries, one being the United States, and I would spend a quarter of the year with each of them every year. I would end up having four kids, one by each guy. And all of us would raise the kids, but they would only see their kid and the other kids a quarter of the year every year. You know what I'm saying? I like how uncomfortable the guys got. Wait. Are you okay, sir? I can see you and you don't like me. Give them some of what you got. It's a fun thing about like being a comedian. We're met with people who don't like us every single day. We're just trying our best and people like, so then when we go in the real world and people don't like us, we like, give a fuck. I'm not trying to be funny. I did. I thought that was like such a really, you know, good idea, and all the places were gonna be different. Like I wanted one from like, you know, the United States, like probably New York, you know, like real nice hood dude, like yo. Cause I feel like every year they would put in their dates. You get what I'm saying? Like, and then I would want him to be like, yo, I want, you know, October through December. You know what I'm saying? Like I Cause I wanna celebrate Christmas with my seed. Like I wanted them to put in requests. Cause it can't be the same every year. You know what I'm saying? Like the one that lives in France can't get the child to, you know what I'm saying? You can't see me January through March every, you know what I'm saying? That's not fair. What if somebody else wanna spend a winter with me? You know? I don't know. Would you ever do polygamy? Who suggested it?
I don't know.
Ooh, that sounds like a yes. Right? That sounds like she just needs a little more convincing. You just need the right situation. And if it were the case, what would you need? Like, what would be your stipulation?
Like it goes both ways.
So like you could sleep with other people and he or she could sleep with other people?
Yep.
Yeah. But or would you,
I wouldn't do the sister wives thing. That's not for me.
You wouldn't get married.
No, you know like when you see like the, you know, like the Mormons with like the sister wives and it's like one dude with like 80 women, like no.
Yeah. Yeah. I lost the room. I know sister wives, but they're like married. So you wouldn't be like in a committed relationship. You guys would just both.
Yeah, like, you know, equal-sided.
Oh, that sounds like dating, right? I mean, I really like him, but I be fucking, he be fucking. We're dating. That sounds like dating. I think polygamy, there has to be a little bit more of a commitment, right? You got to be like, I love you, but whatever. Like, here's the situation. I would be a polygamist if he was perfect, absolutely perfect, but his dick was tiny. That seems fair, right? That seems fair. Guys? Because then it's not really cheating, because it's like, I think in order to cheat, and then he could tell me something about myself that I'm missing that he really wants, and he can go find it somewhere else, you know? Like if he's like, you know, I want a little short, thick, I don't know. Or if he's like, you also have a little dick, you know what I'm, you know? I'll take one more before I go. What? Traffic.
LA traffic.
So I just flew in from Canada today, and as soon as I touched down, I was so like happy to be home. Like it's something about the United States. You know, it's just something about when you just come home, wherever your home is. It felt so good. Then I got on that goddamn 405. I got on that goddamn 405 in the fucking rain. I almost hopped out my car and started singing the Canadian National Anthem. I'd have been on the middle of the 405 like, oh, Canada. Go Canucks. I'm fine with that. Give it up for Jeremiah.
Hey.
One more time for Zainab Johnson, ladies and gentlemen. All right, what do you say we grab some suggestions, see what we can do together?
Okay.
Guilty pleasures. This woman has been waiting.
I mean, they're the best couple in here. I mean, this is like freaky.
I'm more curious about their guilty pleasures with each other.
Well, we already know his.
Woo! What was that? It's Linda. The guilty pleasure is Linda.
I like how you said Linda with a nice little Latin twist on it. Linda.
Yeah, my racist mind thought she said Selena. I was like, yeah, okay, I hear the accent. Like, okay, she wants to hear about Selena. Okay.
I love how you did. You turn. Could you imagine that somebody turning every name into Rebecca, Selena?
Selena. Is that what you said? What do we got over here?
Soaking.
Damn.
Do you know what that is?
I know what it is, but I mean, that's like guilty pleasure, soaking.
Yeah. I feel like you've soaked before, sir. Do you know what that is?
No, he soaked in a tub. That's a different type of soaking.
Right.
He looks like he's soaked in an Epsom salt bath.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Have you done it?
Maybe on accident.
That's just a dude who's coming too quick and is like, oh, I soaked. Okay, for those of you who don't know what soaking is, because it's a lot of this room, it's basically when a man puts his penis inside of a woman's vagina, and rather than thrusting, it's not a sin if you just soak it in there.
Or it could also be like not a sin, mm-hmm. or it could be a way to maximize the sexual experience, right? So that you don't come quick, instead of moving, you just soak.
Would that be pleasurable for the woman though?
Most things you guys do are not pleasurable for us.
What just happened? All the ladies up there are like,
let the bodies hit the floor.
We get it, all right? We don't pleasure you. A size 7 earthquake just happened in that part of the balcony. It started shaking. All the men were like, wait, we don't?
And we love you anyway. That's something that should be.
Are you honest with your partner when you don't get pleasure?
It depends.
Right.
Yeah, it depends.
Yeah.
It really depends on like how much I like him and mm-hmm. what I stand to gain. You know, it's like
this section is scaring me.
I'm not like, you know, just out like I'm like doing well in life. So I don't need to just be out here like leasing the pussy. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yas, queen, yas. Don't scrape the bottom of the barrel for that growth dick. Preach.
But if he seems like a more viable candidate mm-hmm. and he has like more things to offer than just that,
you might lead him a little bit more.
Yeah, you may just like give him time to learn.
Have you ever done one of these where you're just like, you know, just, you know, you kind of guide them, you kind of
So that I had to just say outright to a guy that I really liked. He was like, in my opinion, like the 99.9% package, but mm-hmm. the 1% was the size of his dick. Mm-hmm. It was unfortunate. I'm not a size queen either. I'm not a size queen.
Me neither.
I'm not a size queen at all.
I like my vaginas whatever size, you know. I'm not a size queen. I'm not like, I need a big vagina, you know. I need a fat one. I need, come on. If I don't have a girthy vagina, girls, it ain't happening.
But I said to him, so I faked it. Well, he had potential. So I faked it. Mm-hmm. We was on a freaking romantic trip. I didn't want to fuck up the romantic trip. So I faked it. Mm-hmm. But I must have faked it too good, because then he got really cocky. No pun intended. And so it was like, you know, he was just like, just feeling himself too much.
Yeah.
And I was like, let's calibrate, you know? Mm-hmm. So then, because I was so pissed that he like got arrogant a bit, I had to ground him a little bit.
Right.
Yeah. And so then that caused us to have a conversation, and I was like, I never came out and said that his dick was unworthy. But I did say that I think it would service him mm-hmm. and us if he used his mouth and his fingers and his...
Right.
If he utilized every other...
Can I just say... Can I just say... I love how sweet of a person you are. Because these bucket hat ladies would have just been like, dick game week, next.
No, the men, you know, men, you have, I you don't want to, because I think the men are not also as honest with women either, you
sure.
know, and I think it's all a protection of like our egos and things like that. You want us, we don't want psychopaths in the world, you know, and so they are. I mean, but women are too. Could you, if guys told us the truth all the time, we would be crushed. But you're talking about just sex. Like, that's an area where now's a TED Talk. But there's a lot of things. Like, you know how many friends I have that, like, their voice, I'm like, who listens? I don't even want to. I text a friend. I text her.
Right.
She started sending me voice notes, and I said, oh, no, no, this is, no.
I can't stand those.
I know. The guy she dates hates her voice, but she's a beautiful woman. And so they just fucking take the shit. Right. But if we all told her you have a terrible voice, she'd probably be too afraid to speak in public again, you know? So you can't tell her that. You just fuck, take the shit to the chest.
Right. Put a little pillow over it.
Guys, you can't just tell every guy. You only tell a guy he has a little dick in a harsh way if he's an asshole. Then he deserves it. You say, fuck you and your little dick. That's what you say. But if he's not an asshole, you just have to say, listen.
This is not
gonna cut it, but it's not over for you.
Can you imagine if as a guy, after I broke up with a girl, I was like, yeah, your pussy's cute and everything, but...
Well, if you make that face, like, I've never told a guy, your dick is small and you... Like, are you having a stroke, Zainab?
Guys, keep it going for Zainab Johnson.
Thank you.
So fun. Are you guys ready for your final comedian of the night? I've known this guy for over a decade now. I've done so many comedy festivals with him around the country. He's got multiple specials on Showtime, on Netflix. You guys are going to love him. I love him. Please welcome my brother, Brad Williams, to the stage, ladies and gentlemen. Come on.
All right, let's talk about some deep pussies. That's my first topic. No, I don't know. A deep pussy actually really scares me. I might fall in. And I would just... How'd Brad die? Deep pussy. That, like... There's so many things that can kill a dwarf that can't kill you fuckers. And even if it can't, you would believe it. If someone said, yeah, Brad drowned in a deep pussy, be like, yeah, same thing happened to my other dwarf cousin. That's what happened to him. God, that was so funny. All right, I'll take suggestions. But before I take suggestions, don't yell out like the Oompa Loompa. Like, don't. I've got shit on that already, okay? Like, I've written jokes about every dwarf topic. Don't be like, Christmas elves. It's like, you don't think I have a fucking half hour on that shit, okay? I don't want to do material here. I want to, like, do new weird stuff. So, yeah, throw some shit out.
On that
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Pegging.
Pegging. Oh. I like how I could have gone the masculine thing and been like, yeah, let's talk about The Rock. Fuck yeah, let's go. And I went, no, pegging, okay? That's where I went. Okay, pegging. Now, does everyone know what pegging is? No, okay. This guy's nodding, like, with a shame in your eye, you're nodding. Like, you're just like, oh, God knows I know what pegging is. All right, you've had a time in Vegas. Yeah, for those of you who don't know, pegging is when the woman fucks the dude in the ass. Which, by the way, I think if you ever want a fully equal relationship, it, like, ladies, if your man ever comes to you and says, hey, you know this whole, like, your body, your choice, I believe in equality of the sexes, fucking test that shit, okay? That is when you look at them and say, oh, do you? Well, I've got some ideas. Like, that, and like, well, here's the thing that I'll always say about crazy sex stuff is my wife, yeah, I'm married, someone did that. My wife has this phrase, which I love. She says, don't yuck my yum. And what that means is if, hey, if shit makes me happy, don't make me feel bad about shit that makes me happy. So if you're a dude and you love when your lady gets behind you and fucking reels your ass, hell yeah, like embrace that shit. Like, why not? And ladies, like, I truly believe that if your man does not let you peg him, that is not cheating for you to go do that to another man. That absolutely, like, you are not entering him, right? There's no part of you that's doing that, you know, and your man doesn't like it. Like, I don't think that's cheating at all. I think every woman should have the thrill of being able to look down and just being like, whose ass is this? Like, I want every woman to have that thrill. Because women, there are certain things you can say dirty talk-wise while pegging that you can't say, you know what I mean? Like, while a man is fucking you, you can't be like, you can't say like, I'm going to go deep inside. Like, you can't say that shit, but you can say some power. And then the best part, ladies, if you peg your dude, if you break up, if he breaks your heart, if he is a piece of shit and breaks up with you, you always have that nuclear option of being like, you know what? But I fucked you in your ass. That's what you have. That's a good button on that one. You started strong. Started strong with the pegging. I don't know where we go from there. What else we got?
We got me.
You got you?
Yeah, my last name is Head.
So your last name is Head. Now, I just got here. Did other people do jokes about you already?
No. You're the first.
Oh, my God. I'm popping your cherry. Okay. So your last name is Head. This is very interesting because, like, I had a substitute teacher. Everyone's got that, like, fantasy about, like, teacher, whatever. I had a substitute teacher, no bullshit. Her name was Mrs. Double D. Oh. Yeah. And let's just say that name was accurately given to her. And her name was Mrs., which means she married a fucker that was Mr. Double D. And, like, she's like, yeah, I want that shit attached to me. Like, and by the way, if you're a guy and your last name is Double D, you can't marry an A cup woman, okay? Like, you can't. You can't. She can be perfect. She can be perfect in every way. This is not me trashing small titties, okay? My wife is in the itty bitty titty committee, okay? Yes, and that's wonderful. I don't mind. I'm a dwarf. I got small hands. I make that shit look huge, okay? Like, I don't mind. I like my titties like I like my batteries, AA. I don't know why I busted out a Darren Carter set all of a sudden. That was for the comedians in the back. But your last name is Head. So, like, was was roll call in elementary school just like the worst day every time, like the first day of school? And they're like, Henderson, here, head.
The kid next to me was DJ Johns, and I was Casey Head. I'm like, why do I have so many more letters than this?
Casey kid? Head.
Yep.
Wow. I like, so when they say like, what's your porn name? You're like, got it figured out. Like, whatever you would say would be a downgrade. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if it's like, what's your porn name? You could be like, double lip, mid tit fuck. Like that, and then be like, not as good as Casey Head. Now, is that like a boy named Sue kind of thing where like having the name Casey Head made you be like, I'm going to suck the best fucking dick in the world?
Honestly, all I knew growing up,
yeah,
when I learned what it meant, was like, I better be the best at it as I ever can.
Okay, that's good. That's really good, because if your last name is Head and you're not good at that shit, I don't feel like that relationship's gonna survive very long. Yeah. So like for me, that's very fortunate that my last name like wasn't like Dunk. Because unless you're busting out a little Tyke's hoop, I'm not gonna be good at that shit like at all. But and then what do you do for a living now, Miss Head? still funny. What do you do for a living now? You're an interior designer. All right. So if I hired you, I would have a little bit of head all over my house. Fuck yeah, that's all. Don't boo that shit. Who booed that shit? It's all off the cuff. We're having fun. All right. Give me something else to go with.
Crossword puzzle.
Jousting. All right, now we've had soaking, we've had pegging. Is jousting something that I'm just not aware of? Is there some shit called jousting, or are you talking about the medieval jousting?
Medieval jousting.
All right, you had to think about that. That makes me think there's some sort of thing that going down in West Hollywood where two guys are like, are you a jouster? You want to joust? Let's fucking joust. I think we should joust tonight. I think, get your coat of arms. And like if you put on a condom, that's your suit of armor. And Trojan man. And like, yeah. So jousting is you just get hard and you just fucking run at each other. And the dude with the biggest lance wins. All right, I'm going to tell a story. It has nothing to do with jousting, but it just reminds me of a fucking story. I have no idea if this is funny. So, there are things in this world that are called dwarf conventions, okay? Dwarf conventions. I have been to them, of course. They're fucking great, okay? They're a lot of fun. There are 1,000 little people gathering into one hotel, and it's awesome. I always feel really weird for the people that are just staying in the hotel that are average-sized people that are just, like, there for a business trip, right? Especially if, like, they really tie one on the night before. They're really fucking drunk. They wake up. They just come down to the lobby and go, the fuck happened? So the purpose of these conventions is, you know, for little people to meet each other. And there's social aspects to it. There's groups, so you know you're not alone. Like, it's a really positive thing. Really positive thing. I'm going to take my daughter to her first one this summer. I'm stoked about it. But every night, there's a dance. There's a dance every night at the hotel. And yeah, dwarf dance? Fuck yeah. So here's the thing. This is why jousting made me laugh at this, because we had a thing, me and my buddies, and this became a thing throughout the entire convention. Whenever they would play the song Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba, I know, great way to start a sentence. And you guys know the song, right? I get knocked out. Right. So when the song came on, it starts at the beginning. We'll be singing when we're... All the dwarves were like, oh, shit. And then we would all go to the edge of the dance floor, and we would time it to where we would run towards the middle, and it would be like, I get knocked down. And like we would all just run into each other like bowling pins and fall down on the ground. And I know the DJ, who was average size, is like, no one's going to believe this fucking story. All right, let's get Jeremiah up here. Let's talk some stuff. Let's go. I was about to hand you my microphone, and then I realized, oh, that one, I would have no shot getting that one down. It would take another 10 minutes.
Right. Guys, one more time for Brad Williams.
I was really hoping jousting was going to be an actual, like, term.
Yeah, like, I mean, it could be an Olympic sport in 4 years, you know? You never know.
Did you guys ever do this? Did you guys ever, like... Because there's terms that, like sexual terms, like the Dirty Sanchez and stuff like that. Did you guys ever like make up your own? All right, you're nodding. Okay, I have to know one. Give me one you made up. I'll let you think. I'll give you my first one, okay? This is one that me and my friends made up. We called it the recycler. And the recycler is when you, this is all really disgusting, by the way. We're aware it's disgusting. You finish in a girl's mouth, and then you tickle her, and then when she laughs, it comes out her nose. By the way, none of these are true, okay? No one's ever actually done the angry pirate, okay? Like, no one's done it. But, yeah, so we called that the recycler. So then... If anyone ever was, like, drinking their soda at lunch and we made them laugh and they, like, it we would all just yell, recycler, and it was hilarious just to us. Did you have one?
It wasn't that good. We thought we invented it, but okay. We didn't.
It was the Spider-Man. Oh, the... Yeah. See, some people have no idea what that is. They're just starting like, yeah, oh, wait, I wasn't cool. No, you were probably better than us. So the Spider-Man is when you jizz in your hand and you just go, Spider-Man. And he just like fling it. Once again, they're all horrible. I'm aware. Don't think like I'm just like, yeah, I go do that every night. Did you ever do that? Did you make any up or did you just like have those terms?
I had this one called the Virgin where where I would stand over a toilet and put a condom on and masturbate into the toilet. Because that's what I did when I was a virgin.
Now, and then you grew up in Kansas, right?
Yeah.
I actually think you probably lost your virginity before I did. What age do you lose your virginity?
22.
Never mind. I thought I was bad.
Well, no, what's yours?
I was age 20. 20. Late. Yeah. To another dwarf, and so if you saw a rainbow that day, that's why. You didn't know that was a fact? You didn't know that was a thing that happened?
I didn't know when two dwarves come at the same time, a rainbow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's what happens.
That's cool.
And if there's a double rainbow, look the fuck out. Somebody had a really good time that day.
Yeah.
Someone had a 2.5 some.
How did you meet...
Thank you for not going over that one.
How did you meet this fellow dwarf woman who you lost your virginity to?
Oh, okay. So I met her at the conventions that I talked about earlier. Now...
Was there anybody who was really tall there? There's like, I identify as a little person.
The Rachel Dolezal of dwarves.
Yeah, it's like, wait a
She's
second.
She's like, really? Like, no. Like, I'm
guys,
doing this. Why am I getting on my knees? I don't have to. Why? You got on your knees, and I'm like, it'd be funny if I'm like, no, now I'm just getting way too small and no one can see me. Why did I get down on my knees? That Oh my! I just did dwarf face. That's horrible. Anyway, but yes, there are like siblings of little people that also go to the conventions. They're just there because the family's taking a trip, and then the siblings got to be like, oh fuck, This is what this feels like for the other one, like, because they're the outsider for the first time. And there have been times where, like, so there's the dance at night, and then at the end we usually find someone's hotel room to all go up to and keep the party going. And so I remember one time we went up there, and one person's average size sibling was in the room. So it's like 11 little people. Thank God it wasn't 7. Dwarves are always like that. We're always aware. Like, we look around going, there can't be 7 of us in a room. This is too fucked up. This is too fucked up. If there's 7, 1, get the fuck out.
One of us has to go.
Yeah, we gotta, like, I'd say draw short as straw, but... So we're all there's like 11 little people in the hotel room, and then there's one tall sibling, right? And then it wasn't my idea. I wish it was, but one of the guys had this idea, and he told it to every little person. And the idea was that at once all the dwarves in the room would stop, and then just stare at the tall one, and say, "Get him." And we did it, and the sibling ran the fuck out of the room. Like, the sibling didn't stick around to be like, this is probably a prank. No, see, that's the thing about little people, is all of our stereotypes, none are true. No stereotypes about dwarves are true. They're all fantastical. They're all elves, leprechauns, Oompa Loompas, nothing based in fact. So whatever the fuck we do, people have the thought in their head like, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's a possibility. So, like, when we all stopped and stared at this one dude, it was like, get him. Like, he's like, oh, fuck, this is the ritual. I gotta get out of here. Like, I gotta... We haven't even taken the topic yet, have we?
We're just having fun.
Anyone have anything?
Is there a stare... get a suggestion here.
Oh, yeah, you've got questions. Is there, okay.
Yeah. I mean, you just did, you know, a Ted Jr. talk.
Ted Jr. Stealing that. That's fucking good.
It's yours, baby. It's yours.
That's fucking good.
Is there a stereotype that you think that people should know about dwarves that's not fantastical, that's kind of grounded in reality?
Oh, yeah. We all... Thank you.
Was that another dwarf? Because I couldn't see them. It's just in the back. Like, they've got big necks.
That's the thing, is you can't tell. Because right now, he's moving to the other side of the room. Where then he's going to be like yelling out, yeah, for they have big dicks. And then he's like going to move over there. No, I also heard they have big dicks. He just like slightly changes the accent every time he tries to do a British. I also heard they have big dicks. Like,
I heard they've got big dicks. Yeah.
So who yelled out big dicks?
Bucket Hat.
Bucket Hat. Okay. If you don't start a rap group, or at least release an album and say, "Yo, it's your girl, Bucket Hat," like. That's your rap name, okay? It's fantastic. So you said big dicks. Do you have any experience with that at all?
It's the kickstand theory.
Ooh, okay, the kickstand theory. Yes, which is if I trip, I'm not gonna fall, cause just doing that.
I've got the same thing, but with my nose.
So I will explain the whole big dick thing, because I've gotten that before. Normally when people say, like, Brad, I've got a question, I normally answer it 6 inches, because that's what the question was going to be. And they're like, oh, fuck, how'd you know? I'm like, everyone always wants to know. So the thing is that we don't have, like, big dicks. We don't have small dicks. We just have dicks. But they're average size, but like on us, they look fucking huge. Like on us, they're not, but it's like an optical illusion. Because I'm pretty sure I'm the only man in this room who can legitimately say it hangs down to my knee. Legit.
Wow.
let's get a suggestion.
How do you follow that one up?
Yeah, right?
We'll try. We'll try.
We'll try.
Show us.
Wow.
Not that kind of show.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was the Whitney Cummings OnlyFans roast that was going on. If you paid enough money, you got to see everything there. Yeah.
Stupid injury.
Stupid injury. Oh, do I have a stupid injury?
I had one where I had a very dumb injury where I was trying to show off as a kid, and we made our own water slide in Kansas. That was just a slide down like one of those eagle's nests, and we put water down the slide, and I was like, I think I can surf it. And I stood on it like this, yeah, you know, like right down this white slide that was just like very steep, and mid. Yeah. I felt like the shakes.
Yeah.
It shot me up in the air, and it's the first time I've ever looked at complete sky. And then all my weight came down on my right ankle.
Yeah.
Oh. And I sprained my ankle just instantly.
Your lucky sprained was the only thing.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's the thing. When you start flying and all you see is sky, two thoughts go through your head of, like, ooh, that's pretty. And then, oh, this isn't going to end well.
Yeah.
Like, the only like, stupid injury I had, this is on, if you guys know, Catalina Island, okay? Okay, some of you, all right, someone had a time. Motherfucking
these people are like the wine mixer, yes. Yes. familiar, yes.
I took a vacation with my family up there, and I really enjoyed rollerblading. That's right, lost my virginity at 20. Can you see why? And I was at the top of one of the hills. There's a lot of hills there. And I just start, like, we were looking, and we were taking a photo.
Yeah.
And then I just started rolling. Oh. And started going down, and then so my mom and my sister are like running after me, and I don't know how to stop. I'm just going down the hill, and so I go, there's a street at the end, I go across the street. Thankfully there's no cars in Catalina, there's only golf carts, so even if one had hit me, I'm pretty sure I would have won, like, because a golf cart engine is like meh. Like, golf carts are like the dwarves of cars. And then so I went right across the street, a couple golf carts missed me, and then I jumped the curb and then smashed through a wooden fence. And ironically, this is true. I swear to you, this is true. I smashed through a fence. I landed on a miniature golf course. If you're playing that hole and you're just like about to putt, it's like that scene from Happy Gilmore where you're like, no, I got this, dwarf, smash right out of the miniature golf course. And you're like, well, fuck, okay. That, and like, if only I was a comedian then, I would have had a line, like, I would have like smashed through, laying on a miniature golf course, and popped up, and we're like, my people just call this golf.
Did you think for just a moment that when you went through that fence,
yeah,
you went through another dimension, and you became big in that dimension? Like, you went through the fence,
shit,
and then you're like, I'm freaking huge,
yeah,
here.
Oh, man, I wish. Just for one day. We can't end on that. Okay. One more suggestion.
Online dating.
Online dating? Oh, I met my wife online dating. What? Don't act surprised. It's like, it's pretty.
Which app?
Oh, now it's going to get fun. Do you know this story yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. See, yeah, you know Tinder, you know Farmers Only, you know, all the hits. I met my wife on an app called Field, and if you, yeah, do you know?
For polyamory people.
There you go.
The Brazilians keep hitting tonight.
Is that are you Brazilian?
By association.
By association. Okay. Obrigado.
That's the whitest thing that's been said tonight.
Yeah.
And I'm so white.
And you're from Kansas. Yeah, like, I know. And you're like, fuck, that was white. I'm Brazilian, like, by association.
Like, by association?
Like, I had a Reiki healing the other day, and they just told me that my chakras, while being Anglo-Saxon, are very Brazilian. And
I also got this new wax that I identify as Brazilian.
I was white, but then that was when I had hair down there, and now... Brazilian, okay. I'm not trying to say it's cultural appropriation, but for the first time in my life, I'm really interested in the World Cup this year. Can't tell you why. Field, yes. So Field, it's for polyamorous, non-traditional, I like to say tended for threesomes. And see, a lot of you are interested, and the men are just like staring at me like, spell it. F-E-E-L-D, that's how you know. And so I went on the app, and I matched with two very attractive women that we were all going to go on a date together. One of the women did not show up for whatever reason, and I went on a date with just the one woman, and then 2 years after that, I proposed to that woman because when you find a hot Asian that loves three ways, you lock that shit down. that is never getting better than that. So yeah, that's how. Now, did you meet your wife before the dating app revolution?
Yes, it was before that.
So you never got the...
I've never been on a dating app before, but I do enjoy watching friends swipe.
Yeah?
Yeah,
so,
I'll like
to watch.
I'll be like over their shoulder. I was like, oh, interesting.
Now, do you like peek over their shoulder like, I wouldn't have done that one. No, that, yes.
I've had some friends that are like, I don't know, just take this. Find something for me. I'm like, ooh.
Now, have you matched and then have you started the conversation?
No, I haven't gone that far. That feels like cheating.
You are so adorable. You're like, that's how much he loves his wife, is that he's like, I can't even fake flirt with anybody. Like, I can't even like be like, cause you're a comedian, and if a friend hands you his phone, I doubt you're gonna be like, hey, so I'm just on this app trying to get to know people and trying to broaden my horizons. Like, you wouldn't do that.
No. If I actually went through with it, I'd be like, here's my dick, and then like. You know, I go full creep because, you know, it'd be an outlet. It's not me, dude.
It's like you're the villain from Lethal Weapon 4 and you have diplomatic immunity at that point.
Why is Jamar's dick white?
Why is he bragging about it?
Guys, give it up for Brad Williams. That's our show, ladies and gentlemen. Keep it going for Brad Williams. Zainab Johnson. Nikki Glazer. Keenan Baker. I'm Jeremiah Watkins. Come and see us every second Tuesday of the month. We love you guys so much. Watch the show on YouTube. We love you. Have a great night. Thank you so much for being here. Hope you enjoyed this new episode of Stand Up on the Spot. Please go to youtube.com/@StandUpOTS and make sure you're subscribed to the new channel. And leave a like and comment while you're there. It'll help me out a lot. Thanks so much for your support.